You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Almost as long as the entertainment industry has existed, actors and public entertainers have been transitioning from the screen to politics. Several examples from tens of countries around the world have seen actors fail and succeed, with their success as a politician varying widely from Donald Trump to Vladimir Zelensky. I spoke to University of Auckland political psychology professor Danny Osborne to learn more about whether or not entertainers becoming politicians is normal or a phenomenon. Why do you think that people working in the entertainment industry might believe that they should join politics?
Having been in the entertainment industry really gives potential politicians a leg up on the competition because of the name recognition that goes along.
Do you believe that this is a new phenomenon, or is it something that we've seen throughout history across nations?
No, we've definitely seen it repeated throughout history. So, for example, maybe one of the more well-known examples of this might be Ronald Reagan. So people often forget that Reagan, before he entered politics, was an actor and quite a well-known one. Another example would be Arnold Schwarzenegger, who after a very successful movie career, wound up becoming the governor of California. Manny Pacquiao, who was a boxer, is now a senator in the Philippines. So you see it in country after country, decade after decade, that people in the entertainment industry using their name recognition to then make a difference in politics.
Many of these entertainers' runs do tend to be unsuccessful, but many do. Why do you think that people vote for them over someone with a political background?
The thing is, as much as we'd like to believe that voters are perfectly informed and make rational decisions, oftentimes it's a matter of name recognition. So if you're running a campaign against somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who 99.9% of the population has heard of, versus Joe Smith, you know, a large proportion of voters are going to go for Schwarzenegger based on name recognition.
Do you think that this is an issue, or do you think that this is a good thing going forward?
It's a great question, and I think it depends on your view of politics, really. So if you think that, you know, you need to go in and drain the swamp and get rid of kind of the corruption that exists within politics and elect a person, a representative of the people, then maybe having somebody who hasn't had a history in politics is a good thing. Conversely, it could also signify like it could be a negative indicator of the competence of the electorate, because if you're just voting for people because they're famous, then you're not necessarily getting your policies represented in Parliament.
Currently, the most prevalent example that's in the media right now is Vladimir Zelensky, who is the current president of Ukraine, who previously worked as an actor and a comedian, including playing a satirical version of the Ukrainian president in a sitcom that then the television production company ended up setting up a political party and they won. In that kind of insane circumstance, do you think that the television studio itself could play a role, or do you think that it's still based on the name recognition?
I think it goes back to the name recognition again. So Zelensky, having been a successful actor in the Ukraine, or comedic actor in the Ukraine, there's a pretty well-known incumbency effect in political science, whereby if you're running for a position that you've previously held, you're more likely to get elected. And the main reason behind that is, again, because of this name recognition. Now, obviously, a comedic actor doesn't have that incumbency effect, but they definitely have that name recognition and the ability to be known by voters. And so I think Zelensky, when he initially ascended to the office, had that advantage over the incumbent.
Obviously, Ukraine is now, unfortunately, in the midst of war. However, the general public's response on him from being in Ukraine specifically, what I've seen is that it was generally positive with some criticism. But at the moment, not just within the country, but within the entire world, Zelensky has been getting praise for his work, not just because of his background, but because of him staying in Kyiv, because of him working with the country, trying to be as diplomatic as possible. Do you think that because of this, we could see voters turn more towards people who have more regular backgrounds in their lives rather than people who have a political background or even people who don't have an entertainment background? People may become more attracted to those who have similar careers to themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Zelensky is doing a phenomenal job, and, you know, seeing how Zelensky has handled the crisis unfolding in Ukraine has been, like, truly inspiring. You know, a couple days ago he came out and said, "I'm not iconic. Ukraine is iconic." And you know, those types of soundbite messages that the whole world can identify with and brings attention to the horrible scenario that's unfolding in Ukraine at the moment. They're really highly salient examples of a person with an entertainment background successfully transitioning into politics. And I think it is something that could potentially influence voters down the line, because oftentimes the critique of these former entertainers is, you have no history in politics. How do you expect to change the system? Well, Zelensky is a very salient example of someone who didn't have a history in the politics per se, but who is having an influence around the globe.
Yeah, I mean, you mention how he has those sound bites going on that are possibly quite unique to those in politics who can have those quotes because they've been working with people who write this stuff for a living as a form of entertainment. So they're trying to get it into their heads. They're trying to make it as memorable as possible. And do you think that that plays a role?
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, an entertainer is the ideal political candidate. You know, their job up to that point has been connecting with people and being effective public speakers. And Zelensky is certainly demonstrating those skills at the moment. I mean, there's certainly much, much more to politics in terms of deal making and making sure that your policies go through and the kind of difficulties around that. But the public speaking component of having been an entertainer is certainly playing towards these successful examples that we've seen throughout history.
That was political psychology professor Danny Osborne on entertainers entering politics.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.